REI stores and REI.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to McCamick's. Now, please put your hands together and welcome St. Nicholas and Jesus Christ.
Hello, everybody.
How y'all doing tonight?
You know, Jesus, there have been so many wonderful songs written about us over the years.
That's right, Santa, and we love each and every one of them. Like this one. Joy to the world, for I have come. Let earth receive me. Let every heart prepare me room.
And heaven and nature see.
And heaven and nature sing.
And heaven and heaven and nature sing. You know, Jesus, that is a nice song, but I like this one. Up on the housetop, reindeer paws, out jumps good old me. Down to the chimney with lots of toys, all for the little ones' Christmas joys. Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Up on the housetop, click, 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 down through the chimney with good old me.
You get away.
Go away?
Get away.
Where away?
Away in the manger, no crib for my bed. That's where cute little old me laid down my sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where I lay. Cute little 8-pound me asleep in the hay. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem to see me.
Here's one.
Hark, the herald angels sing. Glory,
it's my turn.
Me. Silent night, holy night.
Santa,
all is calm, all is bright. Round yon virgin mother and me. Holy me, tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
Okay, Jesus, here's one you might remember. Her name is Rio, and she dances on the sand. Just like that river twisting through the dusty land.
Santa, that's not a Christmas song, bud.
But there's like 300 Jesus Christmas songs and only 4 f***ing Santa ones. It's not fair. Just do it yourself. I'm leaving.
But Santa, the weather outside is frightful.
Aw.
But the fire is so delightful.
Well, since I've no place to go,
let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
It doesn't show signs of stopping,
but I brought some cone for poopity popping.
The lights are turned way down low, so let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
The fire is slowly dying,
and my dear, we're still good bye-bye-bye.
But as long as you love me so,
let it snow, let it.
If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Whew, what a party.
Oh, man.
Right then? Leon didn't make it, and don't think companies don't take names
nope.
as to who didn't show up, who's unappreciative. Peon was not there.
No.
And you'll pay for that. You may not think you will, but they notice that stuff. They go to the trouble to reserve a room at Mike Duffy's in Kirkwood. That Kirkwood, What a hop and play. There was a parking spot within five blocks.
It was.
Every business at Kirkwood seemed to be doing great. I'd never been in Mike Duffy's. Something about it must be good to a lot of people because, man, was it packed.
Yeah.
And, good afternoon. Let me first of all welcome everybody. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. We're glad to have you here. We had our KTRS holiday. I guess you're supposed to say holiday party. Christmas party, I call it. There was no music. Do you notice that, Dan?
Yeah.
It's been nice to have a little Christmas
music. Yeah.
I'm not complaining. I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying put a little Christmas music in there. But what happens when you go to these company things, and it happens with every company, not just a radio station, is you get to meet the people you've wondered about, the spouses. Because you work with somebody, and you go, who'd be married to her? Or who'd be married to him? And then you got to find out. And let me give you a couple of the shocking discoveries from last night. Let's start with Martin Kilcoyne.
Mm-hmm.
I knew he had a wife. And let me, I guess the best way to put this is, more often than not, you meet a guy's wife, and he doesn't deserve her. This Kim Kilcoyne, what a delightful, nice, engaging, funny, not like Martin. She's funny.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she is.
Just a terrific, I was really glad to get to meet her. And then John Carney's wife was there. And again, unlike John, funny, interesting, just a nice, nice person. And then we've got a guy who works here. He's in sales, former professional soccer player. Mark Moser. Is it? A lot of people call it Mosier. That's wrong. It's Moser. And I don't know what it is with this guy, but every woman that I've ever seen him with is a knockout. You ever notice this?
Yeah.
Now, you didn't see Regina.
No,
last
I didn't
night.
See
Dan,
that.
Did you see Regina?
Yeah, I did.
Whew. And I said to Mark today, I said, hey, I gave him a thumbs up. I said, on Regina, he said, yep, she's really funny. I said, yeah, that's what I noticed. Uh-huh. She's funny. And I met our receptionist boyfriend. I liked that guy. He was real different, but I liked him. And I don't know. I guess the most surprising was the, and I don't know why, was the Martin Kilcoyne wife thing. I just don't know. I don't know what I expected. And that's the thing. You go, wow, she's nothing like I expected her to be. But you don't know what it is you expect.
Right.
But it seems that, and I know this is true with me, and people meet my wife and they go, wow, she's nothing like we expected. She's great. She's not like him. It's the total opposite thing. So that thing about opposites attracting must be true. Must be true. It was nice. This Mike Duffy's, I've been to Kirkwood four times in my whole life. I don't go to Kirkwood. I don't have a reason to go to Kirkwood. But I was glad to get to go and see it, and it was a nice place, and what a crowd of people. And like I said, the people around Kirkwood, and I know there are other Mike Duffy's, but boy, they must be doing something right because they were busy. And I'm not kidding. I drove around the block, two, three blocks, different blocks, four times before I could find a parking.
That whole downtown area there, that old Kirkwood right in there, it's really neat. But, yeah, the whole place was packed.
Now, I have, I think I just set a record. I don't think I've ever done this before. I've worn a sport coat 2 days in a row.
Whoa. What?
Yeah, I know. I don't think I've ever done this before. I did wear a sport coat last night just because I thought, well, you know, it's kind of a Christmas thing. I'll try to look halfway decent. So I wore a sport coat. And then today, I had lunch at an old, kind of a throwback place, a real men's club, the St. Louis Racquet Club downtown.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, and where you have to have a sport coat for lunch, even.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. A guest of a guy named Bill Voss, Jim Compton, had called and said, hey, this guy's invited you to come and have lunch. So, and then I find out, I'm glad somebody tipped me off, that I got a text from Jim. Said, by the way, you need a sport coat, because I wouldn't have.
No.
And I'm thinking, oh, man, I don't want to wear it. That's 2 days in a row. I don't know if my body can take 2 days of sport coats, but I threw on a sport coat and I went down. Let me tell you something. The St. Louis Racquet Club, that's a different crowd and a different life.
Yes.
That old school mahogany. You ever been in one of those places? Men's club.
Oh, yeah.
Where if you bring a woman for lunch, you have to go to a separate dining room.
Yeah, it's very strange.
I think it's great. I don't think it's strange at all. As some people say, it's sexist. Screw those people.
Old school, yeah.
It's old school, and it's a men's club. And by the way, I had a fantastic lunch and then finished it off with a great big fat cigar. And you can smoke cigars from the time you walk in the door. And when you walk in, it smells like cigars. It was fantastic. I loved it. It's a man's place. And thank you, Bill and Jim, for that. I also had the best chicken noodle soup I've ever tasted in my life. I don't, whoever the cook is, they're the chef. That's the other thing. When you go to a private club, and I've been to a few as a guest, I'm not a member of the, I don't think they'd let me join these things. You're going to have a good meal. There's never a bad meal at a nice private club, country club, men's club. They know how to hire cooks and chefs, and it's amazing to me, it's never a lot of people. There are few people there, but they still cook and are ready for whoever comes in. So to Ken, who was kind of our, I guess, our waiter there, thank you. And I got a chance to see how another sect lives and how they go to lunch on occasion and get to smoke cigars and nobody complains. And that's kind of a rare thing anymore, is to be able, it seems actually kind of odd. You're sitting there smoking, the guy you're talking to is smoking a cigar, and I kept waiting for somebody to come over and say, we've had a complaint. No. You know exactly where you are, and that's why you're there. Do we have any Burke segment stuff?
I do. And I don't know if Peon was going to bring this up, but Sherry, who works in our office,
Shocking news.
She was talking to us and told us about Brian Boitano. He came out and said he was gay.
Who's he?
A figure skater.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
He's an Olympic figure skater.
Hold on here. A figure skater is gay?
And yes. He came out, I guess, today. But
that's going to turn the world on its head.
That was a shocker.
That is
especially
a shocker.
When you see him skate and you see him
pirouette
and talk,
right.
And yes. Kick. Yeah. Everything about him, it was just completely shocking.
Wow, I'm going to have to check into this. I'm not familiar with that name.
Yeah,
Brian Boitano.
That throws me for a loop because I always thought of figure skaters, male figure skaters, kind of in the same category as offensive linemen.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Now, who's that? That Scott Hamilton. You know who that is?
Yes.
Now, my wife says he's straight.
I think he is, too.
I think Scott is.
Yeah. I think he's married.
He's the one that does a lot of announcing, right?
Yeah, he does all the announcing now.
So and he has to be one of, like, two straight figure skaters.
Let's see. Personal life.
He had testicular cancer, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
yes, right, he's married to Tracy Robinson.
Okay, that's one.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me see if... That's I wonder if Brian Boitano has ever been married.
But see, here's what's interesting. I don't think female figure skaters are predominantly lesbians. I think they're girly.
No.
They're girly girls.
I mean, so. Yeah, but it's...
They're girly girls.
They yes.
Are. How about the Duck Dynasty guy? I wasn't going to talk about this, but I think we have to talk about Mr. Duck Dynasty.
I heard he got into... I didn't...
That whole
suspended
flap.
Or something?
Oh, yeah. Thrown off the show, suspended from the show, from his own show. Was it A&E? Where does that thing run? Is it A&E? Discovery? Whatever. I don't watch Duck Dynasty. I flipped over to it once or twice, caught 5 minutes of it. I know it's a bunch of ZZ Top looking rednecks and camouflage, and they're zillionaires because they have a huge duck call company. I'm sure it's very entertaining. But this guy's in big trouble because he did an interview, and it was with some magazine. Here's what it was amazing to me. He did an interview for a magazine, and if it had been left at that, only a handful of people would have ever known about the interview, but then somebody has to pick it up and run with it and turn it into a national story. And what the guy did was told the world what he thinks, what he believes, that homosexuality is wrong. And, you know, he went into some detail. He also said adultery was wrong, that men shouldn't go with other guys' wives, which I disagree with, by the way.
Yeah.
But the whole world is going crazy over this thing. I guess anymore, you can't, if somebody asks you what you think, I guess you just can't tell them anymore. Whether or not the thinking is straight or not, you can't do it. Because right, the days of people being able to speak their mind and say what they think are over. Because
you have to be.
If it's not in line with what everybody...
We're supposed to be evolving, and that's kind of backward thinking.
And very politically correct. Yeah. You have to be very careful how you word things and say things now.
And the only
thing I would criticize him for is not knowing in this day and age that you should just keep your mouth shut on stuff like that.
But a guy like that's not going to know that.
He's a southern hillbilly.
He doesn't know political correctness. Somebody should have said, hey, that's not a good... You know, whoever his agent or... This is the guy that, by the way, turned down Barbara Walters for the 10 most fascinating people. He said, no, I'm not going to show up for the taping. I'm going duck hunting. I mean, that's how much of not of a priority that was to be taped for an interview with her. He'd rather go duck hunting. But he, I don't know, probably talking about it is going to cause, I guess, somebody to misinterpret what I'm saying. But whether you are right in your thinking or not, when you are asked what you think and you say what you think, leave it at that. Now, if listeners don't want to watch and people don't want to support the advertisers, then you'll pay the price.
Right.
But this other preliminary
judgment, agree that he should be suspended from a show.
Let the people decide. Because here, I will guarantee you, here's one thing that's going to happen as a result of this and some fallout. It's not fallout. Is he's going to now all of a sudden have tremendous support and following from other people who think like he thinks. There are going to be people down south, people who hunt, people who are Southern Baptist, whatever. Man, they're going to come to this guy's side. They're going to say, hey, we'll, whatever you want to do, we'll support your advertisers if that show gets moved. That's the other thing that's going to happen. They act like that all of a sudden this guy is, oh my goodness, he's got the plague, he's been blacklisted. No, they forget that there are a significant number of people who will support what he said and who are like-thinking people.
Mm-hmm.
Right or wrong, that's what's going to happen. Did I say, do we have any Burke segments?
Yes.
Did I ask? Do we?
Dan already did.
I did.
Brian Botson, Boitano. I do not.
You don't? And do you have an excuse for not being at our Christmas party last night?
Yes, everybody
else was there?
My
dog died?
Bowling team needed my assistance
last night.
So
bowling comes before your own company party that they only throw once a year.
I'm a pretty important cog in that wheel there, the bowling wheel. So
that will be in the personnel file. Let's close the Burke segment out, let me say. All right, this is Tuesday. I'm going to take one phone call, maybe. Then we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, take a bunch of phone calls. Because Thursday is the day we take more calls than any other day because we don't have a lot of stuff. We have, you know, Bill Cleveland and we have Mike Evans, but no other features. So Thursday is your day, and we will get to you. And I'm going to wheel this around. Let's just go right to Mr. Londoff. We'll get the other calls later. Mister, I hope he didn't hear me call him Mister.
John, yeah, I heard you call me Mister.
Oh, shoot.
I want to say...
You weren't supposed to hear that.
It's about time.
But what, did I call you Mister?
Yeah.
Is that what you want?
Well, I mean, you know, you don't have to call me that all the time, but you know, I think it's a little, you know, I could call you Mr. Opinion.
No, I wouldn't want that.
Mr. O?
No. Frank is fine.
Mr. Frank?
I want to tell people that I got a chance to speak earlier with one of our loyal listeners and a new Johnny Londoff customer. His name, I believe, was it Larry?
Correct.
From Orrville, Illinois.
Oh, Orrville. Where's Orrville?
Marion. Not too far from Marion.
South of Marion. He said Gorville.
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 Bought an Equinox.
G-I-L-L-E.
Bought a Chevy Equinox.
A brand new Chevy Equinox, and I point blank, I said, Larry, did you come here because of the show? He goes, yes. He goes, I've heard you two bantering back and forth. I think Mr. Longnuff, I think you're very, very funny. And he goes, Frank's not bad. He goes, but you're really pretty doggone funny.
Here
and,
it comes.
No, he's been listening to you. Here's a great thing. Let me tell you, listeners. I call you on your cell phone from my cell phone, put it on speaker, and you talk to Larry for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And he was blown away. First of all, he's like blown away. He goes, I mean, I can't believe I'm up in your office. I'm like, why? I said, I'm says, I'm glad you're here as a customer. And again, I loved it to meet people. And then after like 30 minutes, he was trying to probably get me to shut up because I talk so much. But no, he was blown away that we could call you and you'd talk to him. And he complimented the whole organization. Mark Thornton and Dan Wambauer, who took care of him. And just a great experience. I even had all the administrative and the executive staff say goodbye to Larry as he left.
All right, I wasn't going to read this email, but now that you've done what you did to me earlier, and I heard what you did, and everybody else did too, implying that Larry came in and said, you know, that I'm not bad, but you're great. Let me read you an email. I wasn't even going to read this. Here's an email I got from Larry. Dear Frank, it was really nice talking with you on the phone today. Please don't tell Mr. Londoff this, but his part of your segment on the show is weak. I'm not sure you really need to even do that back and forth thing with him. It really is you that makes the segment interesting, so you alone is really all anybody would need. Mr. Londoff is a very nice man. He was nice to me, but his radio participation, and he has ? Thanks again, Larry from Goreville. That's an email I got.
Wow.
I wasn't going to read it, but, you know, you did what you did to me, and...
Man, that's something.
I'd hurt him, I think.
I mean, you really think people are believing that that's true?
Huh? Yeah, sure I do.
Really?
Well, here. There's proof. There's the email right there.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
You
right
see
there.
It, Peon? Yep. Larry from Goreville. See that? Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. No, no.
It's okay. Hey, you know what? All that matters, he listens, and he bought a Chevy.
He's been listening for 30 years. Okay?
Yeah.
And he says, I've been listening for a long time. And, yeah, just, you know, Frank, okay. Really, all kidding aside, you are funny.
Can you retrieve that as a recording?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Here's an email.
Frank, you're funny.
Here's an email Larry just wrote me.
Oh, really? I'll read it.
Dear Dan, I think that you and Peon should do the Londoff spot. Frank and Johnny seem to go back
so
and forth.
So he says
that
we don't need either one of us.
Yeah.
It should be you guys.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. He's changed his mind already.
Man.
Hey, do you watch Duck Dynasty?
Yeah, of course I do.
What how about this big flap about, what's the guy's name? Who's the dad?
Bill Robertson.
Yeah. Oh, man, he's in all kinds of hot water for saying what he believes and thinks. What do you expect to come from a guy like that? And like, all of a sudden it's the end of the world because he said what you probably already thought he would say anyway? I don't know that I understand.
I read the article and everything, and it's like, out of nowhere, this family has made it big.
Yeah.
And let me help. They didn't need this TV program to be multimillionaires, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, they make one of the most popular duck calls. Here's one of a couple that I have.
That's from the Duck Dynasty Company?
Yep.
The brand? What's the brand called?
You know, it's Duck Dynasty. It's what are they? The Robertson.
The Robertson duck calls?
Hey, how long have those guys been doing
that? Now that I blew it, it's got all my spit in there. I can't read it.
Ew, how long have they been doing that, making these duck calls?
He's been making duck calls for a long, long time. He was doing videos on duck calling and how to duck call and how to hunt and how to set up a blind, you know, 30 years ago, I think.
Whoa, what happened?
What, are you okay?
Did you just have a movement?
Why did I do that?
Well, we don't know.
Are you in the bathroom?
Duck, here, I can read it now because Mimi just texted to me. Duck Commander.
Duck Commander.
How does she know the name of the duck call?
She's a genius.
She's probably bought them as a gift, maybe.
She's not another beautiful, Londoff, because, you know, we're all pretty doggone.
You know, I heard a news commentator this morning say something I thought was pretty funny. He said, well, what do you think now is going to happen? That because of what this guy said, all of the gay community, all the gay guys are going to go, well, that's it. We're not going to go duck hunting anymore, buy any more duck calls, or wear camouflage. Like, that's a big part of that community. What will probably happen is a spike in sales of their product, and that same ilk, other people like those guys, will rally to his defense. And it'll be significant numbers, because what people don't understand is there, especially in the South and out in West Virginia or whatever, there are a lot of people whose minds are stuck in 1950. They just are. And you're not going to change him.
And here's a guy that was a starting quarterback for Louisiana Tech, you know, Division I A.
Really? The old man at Doug Dynasty?
Yeah, Phil Robertson was an unbelievable athlete. Terry Bradshaw was backup quarterback to Phil Robertson.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh.
And the football coach, and I think he said it something like this, because, you know, this is Louisiana Tech. He said, Phil, are you going to play football or are you going to hunt? You can't do both. Because Phil would wake up at 4 in the morning, go out, harvest a deer, you know, hang it in his dorm, which is the athletic dorm.
Oh, my goodness.
After he cut it, let it dry out. And the coach was like, Phil, you're gonna play football, you're going to hunt. He goes, you got to make a decision. Phil goes, Coach, I got to hunt.
How about that impression of the coach's voice?
Yeah. I don't know. I thought he was playing a tape.
Were you playing
recording.
A tape just now of the coach's voice, or was that you?
No, that was me.
Wow.
Man. Come on.
Good.
Incredible.
Hey, and Mimi texts back. She goes that she's smart. Of course we know you're smart. Okay, because I talked about how beautiful she was. So Mimi would rather be known as being smart than
Duck,
beautiful.
Duck Commander.
Everyone knows she's beautiful.
Duck Commander.
Duck Commander.
Yeah, I the show will return. I'm going to go ahead and predict that because now.
Well, I don't think the show is off. It's just he's not going to be allowed.
He's suspended?
He's suspended.
And by the way, is that big a loss? I haven't seen but about 5 minutes of the show. Wouldn't the show still be fine without him? It's still the Duck guys and the company and following him around. You've seen it. Is it going to suffer that much?
I mean, he's a big part of the show. There's no doubt. I mean, he is the Duck Commander. You know, his sons and nephews.
He'll be back. Brother. He'll be back. He'll be back on the show.
You know, I think it's just.
It's what they have to do. They have to take a stand, and they have to do this, and then when it cools off, he'll be back.
I just emailed you the article, and I'm going to also email you something on a Hennessy Stingray. And this is a guy that his performance group, they take the stock Corvette.
I've heard of Hennessy.
Okay. And he's in Houston, Texas, and it shows that he takes a stock Corvette, makes a couple of little adjustments. You just got to watch this thing. 200 miles an hour.
Now, that won't take many adjustments.
He's on a straightaway highway.
That won't take many adjustments. Out of the box, that car, I think, does about 170, 180, so it doesn't take much.
Yeah. He's steering, watch him, Frank, he's steering with one hand at 200 miles an hour.
Yeah, I won't be.
He's holding on to, I think, a booster had in his left hand and holding on to the steering wheel, and his steering wheel is not even moving. And he later talks about how unbelievable the smooth the car was. He goes, even when I drove over some of the overpasses, he goes, car didn't budge. They said, well, did you do something to the suspension? He goes, no, it's a stock suspension. So
yesterday I called for insurance. I called to tell my insurance agent I needed to insure this car. And I told her what it was. And she says, does it have any performance enhancements? And I said, what do you mean, like what? She says, like nitrous. And I said, no, this car doesn't need any performance enhancements. I said, trust me, it's more than adequate as it is. But apparently they have to ask that because guys tweak them and do whatever they do. And then the insurance really goes through the roof. But no,
amazing.
It doesn't need anything.
It doesn't. It's, and you know what? Here's the deal. Now we have the number one high-performance car in the world. In the world. You know, why waste money on a Ferrari that will break, a Lamborghini that's going to break? You know, buy a Chevy Corvette Stingray and save money, and you're going to love that car. Frank, is it not beautiful? I mean, it's breathtaking. Especially when you're behind the wheel. Woo! It takes my breath away.
Yesterday, I stopped by a friend of mine who he's actually a financial advisor. That's the business he's in. And he came out and got in the car, and I took him for a little ride. And as we're taking off, he said, hang on a second. He said, you know that Paul Walker that died in a car race? You know, he was in the car with a financial advisor. Yeah. I said, yeah. He said, okay, just remember that before we take off here. And we went for a little ride, and I burned a little rubber, and, boy, it took his breath away. And it didn't take long, and he was impressed. It's quite a car. But we realize most people listening aren't in the market for that vehicle. They're in the market for a Cruze or a Silverado pickup truck or an Equinox or a Tahoe or a Suburban. And by the way, last night I took that thing to Kirkwood to Mike Duffy's. We had our little office station thing there. And I was so paranoid about where to park. I circled and circled and circled until a big old Suburban pulled out of an end spot, and I took it and was in there, and I thought, bingo.
Can I hear that again? That
the perfect spot.
Whoa.
Let's sell something.
Hey, you know what? We did. We sell a lot. We love AM and the PM. You'll have a great time. I think you'll really realize how different, not just because maybe we're a little different and weird, but no, we're fun. The people of Johnny Londop Chevrolet, if they can't smile, they can't work for me. They have to be happy. They have to be, you know, hardworking. They have to care about my customers, our customers, your listeners, and you'll have a great experience. Whether you live 10, 15 minutes from Johnny Londop Chevrolet.
Or in Gorville, Illinois.
2 hours. We will make it worth your while. And again, Londop.com. Go to the internet. Check out our website. Check out all of our vehicles. The pricing is unbelievable. We'll give you more for the trade-in, your trade-in, than anybody else. And you'll have a lot, just a great experience. And we, you know, we still need to sell a lot of cars to hit a quota, a number that General Motors is kind of demanding that I hit. So,
well, here's what happens if people don't know how this works. The better you do as a dealership, the more they demand of you, the more they expect. They see what you've done before and they go, well, okay, let's move it up a notch. Seriously, if you were like a slacker, slouch of a dealership and couldn't move any cars, then they wouldn't expect much of you.
No, they wouldn't. And I'm just now sending you that email on the Corvette.
Okay.
So multitasking while I'm talking to you and your great listeners, making sure that I fulfill my commitment to you.
Give us another quick hit on the command. Is it the commander, the Duck Commander?
Duck Commander.
Let's have another hit on that. Wow. You know, I say he's good. I don't know if that's a good call or not. That's the thing about a non-duck hunter. That could be a horrible duck call he's doing or a great one. I would not know the difference. I'm assuming it's
well,
a good
one. Well,
you
know, that's nice to say.
Well, I don't know.
Because there again, you could just,
no,
say,
I don't
you
know.
Could just say, that sounds really good.
Okay, it sounds
even though
good.
You might not know, that's pretty good.
Well, the people out there who are hunters, they listen, they know if you know what you're doing or not. Because aren't there different sounds like, oh, I'm an injured duck, hey, I'm a male duck, or I'm a female duck, I'm in heat, I'm landing, I'm taking off. I mean, aren't there different things you can do that's what the ducks...
How many of those questions do you want me to answer? That was like 7 questions.
Give us the sound of, oh, no, I think I'm wounded. What does that duck sound like?
Well, here is a duck, whether it's male or female, feeding.
Chatter.
Hey, did you
if you're feeding, how can you do that when you're eating if you're a duck? How can
I mean, sometimes you've done that when you're eating without we're out to dinner.
Oh, that's, you know what?
Oh, man.
All right, that's it.
Do you remember that joke that guy that
oh yeah, Western hey, there was a guy yesterday who came in and a tapper, what he called himself. He came in the station yesterday. He says, hey, tell Mr. Londoff this and see if he knows the answer. And I said, okay. He said, when geese fly in formation, there's always that lead goose, and then the other goose are behind him, and they make a V pattern. And he says, and one side of the V is longer than the other. He said, ask Mr. Londoff if he knows why the one side is longer than the other.
Yeah, there's one extra goose on that end.
That's the answer.
No, oh, man. Wow.
More geese.
There's more geese, yeah.
Wow. Couldn't stump
them. Yeah, yeah. What, my Dixie what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't start with me, Mr. Pinion,
give
okay?
Give us a phone number.
The holidays.
Give us a phone number.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at Londoff.com. Call us. Email us. We'll take great care of you. And a shout-out to my buddy Leo Tevlin. I haven't seen Leo in way too long. We grew up together in Normandy. I mean, we're just super buddies growing up. And we're going to connect here in about 1 hour at the 2865. Veterans Memorial Parkway, where we're having just a little happy hour with the employees. Us Londoff, the Londoff team here, we just can't get enough of each other. But I'm going to meet Leo for just a little bit, and then I got to head home and take Mrs. Londoff out to dinner.
So. Well, I think that is of great interest to a lot of people, that story about Leo.
Well, I mean, he listens to you the show.
Oh, well, then
he
good.
He listens to the show. Well, that's what I said, didn't I?
Well, then, no, you left that part out.
We reconnected because of you. It was a segment like a week or two ago, and he said, okay, I'm over here. I'm laughing so hard because you, Johnny, are so funny.
So we not only sell a lot of vehicles for you, we actually are helping you reconnect with people from your past. Wow, this show's done so much.
Unbelievable. Who needs Facebook?
I'll say.
I got the AM and the PM crowd.
All right, listen, and some of them are on the way to your place right now.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. Drive safe out there.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The master of the Duck Commander, John Landolf. We will be right back, and we will take as many of your calls as we can, and even more next hour. 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877, or toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. This is the Big 550-KTRS.
Let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Frank Ladd in for Tim Weiland.
Thanks, Dan. Northbound on 270, working with a stall just north of Manchester Road. It's in the entrance ramp lane from Manchester Road. Folks are slowing down to take a look. You got some backup towards Doherty Ferry, northbound on 270. Southbound on 270, on the brakes now between 64 and Manchester. A couple heavy spots headed out of the city. Westbound on 64, passing Forest Park from about Kings Highway out through McCall's. And then again, you're on the brakes now between 270 and Mason. And coming down the hill into the valley all the way out to the Boone Bridge, a heavy stretch there as well, westbound on Highway 64. This update is brought to you by the Burlington Coat Factory. It's cold outside. Go into Burlington today to find great warm winter coats for the whole family at incredibly low prices, up to 65% off department stores each and every day. Nobody has more styles and brands in coats than the Burlington Coat Factory. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Frank Ladd. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
The Tigers have won the SEC East.
After ending the season ranked number 8 and champions of the SEC East, our Missouri Tigers will clash with the Cowboys of Oklahoma State in the Cotton Bowl January 3rd.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house.
Get every pass, every play right here
on the Big 550 KTRS.
Permajack. Solid as rock.
I've heard that Permajack is the best way to stop the damage and cracking caused by a settling foundation. But is it really effective?
The Permajack system supports your home on hydraulically driven steel piers. The support really is solid as rock.
Well, how can you know for sure?
After it's installed, each pier is hydraulically tested.
Aren't other kinds of foundation repair tested?
Old-fashioned concrete reinforcement can't be tested under pressure. You can't be positive the problem is solved.
Does that mean Permajack is harder to install?
Not at all. The Permajack system doesn't require a major excavation, no large crews or heavy equipment. That means less mess, less time, and because it is effective, it's usually less expensive in the long run. Plus, Permajack can be installed year-round, sometimes even from inside the foundation.
Fast, economical, and effective. Permajack is the best.
Permajack. Solid as rock.
Call Permajack today at 636-225-2553.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896. That's 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896.
Hi, folks. This is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. If you're like the rest of us, you got junk all over the house. I want to help you get rid of some of that clutter around the house. You know you've been wanting to, but just haven't had the time, energy, or muscles to get it done. Well, you need to call the helpful people at Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. Pitch It and Forget It is a residential commercial junk removal company. Their professional staff will come to your house at a scheduled time and remove the items no longer wanted, freeing up valuable space. Pitch It and Forget It will remove old TVs, appliances, home remodeling waste, rugs, old couches, furniture from your attic, basement, garage, or anywhere in the house, and you don't have to lift a finger. Pitch It and Forget It will even clean up after themselves. They're eco-friendly, recycling most items, so call Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100, or visit their website at pitchit.us. That's Pitchit.us. Don't forget, call Pitchit and forget it. 314-932-1100.
When you need the same helpful advice you get from your neighbor, you need to visit your locally owned Ace Hardware store. Whether you need help with your paint project, everyday home repairs, advice on the best bird feed, or keeping your house warm this winter, now is the time to go to Ace. They have rock star parking, so you can get in and out without any hassle. They also carry those primo brands that you're looking for, from DeWalt to Craftsman to Clark & Kensington to Weber. So, remember, visit the helpful folks at your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware store, where it is just like going to your neighbors.
The best hardware stores are those that are family owned and operated by people that live in the community. That's what you'll find at Homebright Ace Hardware in downtown Belleville, just 4 blocks north of the fountain. We're here to serve you.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Some of our members are small business owners, and they know the secret to success is usually just that, a secret. So we built American Express Open Forum, an online community that helps our members connect and share ideas to make smart business decisions. We built this for our members, but we made it open for everyone. Connect at openforum.com. This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Going out tonight? Officer McNabb here, reminding you to check your rearview mirrors. For me, Officer McNabb. You see, Officer McNabb has two goals this time of year. Arrest drunk drivers and keep them off our streets. If you're driving under the influence, I will pursue you. I will arrest you. And I will help prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Arrive alive. Brought to you by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety.
What can you find at Parktown Audi? Award-winning vehicles like the Audi A6, ranked number one of all the luxury cars sold in America. The luxury compact Audi A5 is also number one in this category. The Q7 picked up the award in the luxury category, and the Audi A7 finished at number three, ahead of Mercedes, BMW, Lexus, or Cadillac. Award-winning vehicles at an exemplary dealer. Family-owned Parktown Audi, now in their 40th year at Woodlawn and Manchester in Kirkwood. Discover the Parktown difference.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and right now during Happy Honda Days, you can get a great deal on a 2013 Civic. It's packed with standard features like hands-free calling, and it's the first car in its class to receive an IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus. And if that's not special enough, drink in this holiday ditty from the legendary pipes of Michael Bolton. Everything's a little more special during Happy Honda Days. See your Honda dealer today.
Here's an easy holiday gift. Trendy, delicious cake bonbon flights. Each sampler pack has 6 mouth-watering flavors of decadent truffles in 3 different themes. Order now at 636-458-7727 or visit CelebratingLifeCakes.com.
5 new brands are now on sale at REI's 5 Days, 5 Brands event. Hurry in and save big on gifts at REI stores and REI.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Cher?
Yes. David Bowie and Bing.
Yeah, I remember this. Yeah. The TV show. TV special.
Yeah.
An unlikely pairing. David Bowie, Bing Crosby. I know that there's several people who won $1 million in that Mega Millions. I haven't checked my ticket yet. I doubt that I'm one of them. But here's a great lottery story that I saved from a couple of days ago. A guy named Danny Salazar. He's a hairdresser in California. He wrote on an art project wall, "Before I die, I want to win the lottery." And not long after that, he won $5 million in the California lottery. But get this, he's 44 years old. He threw the winning ticket away, which he thought was a losing ticket. A few days later, he had a couple of other non-winning tickets. and he wanted to enter the lottery's second chance program. So he went and retrieved this ticket he'd thrown away to put with the others. He thought, oh, I'll go back and get it and put it with the others and go for the second chance deal, where there's like a small prize. Right. So he gets it out of the trash. He had literally thrown it in the garbage. Tried to enter the tickets on the website. It wouldn't accept a $20 ticket. So he took it to a place called The Grove in L.A. He checked it at the bookstore near the farmer's market, and the scanner who scanned it said, this is a $5 million ticket. And he had thrown it away.
Oh, oh man.
He said, I was shaking to think I had thrown it in the garbage, and then thought, I'll go for the second chance thing. He almost threw away $5 million. He's been playing the lottery since he was 18 years old, but he finally writes on a wish wall, before I die, I have to win the lottery, and boom.
Wow.
He wins the lottery, so... A great story. It can happen. Just not to any of us.
No.
That's all. APG, Associated Physicians Group. And by the way, next hour, get poised and ready to call. We take a lot of calls next hour. We got an open hour next hour. Associated Physicians Group, APG, easy to remember if you think of all pain gone. Physical therapy, pain management. That's what they do. You youngsters out there, you don't really get it. When you get older... Like, I went up to get the paper the other day, and there was a lot of ice still on the driveway. I was walking like a 100-year-old man. I'm taking it easy. When you're a kid, you don't even think about it. You just run like you'd normally run. Ice, you fall down, you laugh, you get up. Not anymore. You fall, you break stuff, then you need physical therapy. Then you're in pain. Maybe your knees go out. Maybe you got neck problems, back problems, shoulder problems. That's why these people exist at Associated Physicians Group. Their website is apgpain.com. They have three full pain management physical therapy facilities, O'Fallon, Illinois, Swansea, Illinois, Edwardsville, Illinois, and Creve Coeur. You can participate in the Alternative to Knee Replacement Program. Go to their website and find out more about this. Because if you, by chance, and thousands of people have found this to be true, if you can avoid knee surgery with the right physical therapy, that's what you want to do. I've known 20 people at least that have had knee surgery, and out of the 20, two said, nah, no big deal. The others, miserable, horrible recovery, and even had to have it done again because it didn't go well in some cases. APGPain.com. That's the website you want to check out. Stick with us. Take a lot of calls next hour. It is 4 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News.